This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Futuro.
From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, one of our How I Made It segments with La Doña and the music she calls femeton, not reggaeton.
Sueño con terremotos, la ciudad pa nosotros. Sueño con temblores y ellos se van.
When Cecilia Peña Gobea makes music about San Francisco, she sings about earthquakes. But she's not just talking about the earth shaking. She's also describing how her hometown is transforming before her eyes. Cecilia, who calls herself La Doña, grew up in the Mission in San Francisco. And while she still lives there, many of the people she knows have left.
You look around and you can see physically, you know, all the stores are closing. All of the people who had their tiendas or their puestos are all gone. Half of your classmates can't afford to live here anymore.
La Doña was raised in a socially conscious household. When she was 7 years old, she began playing the trumpet in her family's band, La Familia Peña Gobea. They'd play at protests and rallies in the Bay, as well as at parties.
Una palomita blanca, de piquito colorado.
We offered music in all the demonstrations and all of the protests and all of the community events and took a very public stand in presenting our art as a gift. The love that I have found in San Francisco comes from being such an integral part of, you know, a political and a cultural community. And I found my place there through music and through playing with my family.
La Doña calls her style of music femetón, like reggaeton, but centering the stories of women and marginalized communities. It combines old-school hip-hop style with political lyrics and infectious Caribbean beats. Her debut EP, Algo Nuevo, is a testament to the highs and lows of growing up in San Francisco. From the rising price of rent to the friends, family, and lovers who make up her community. In this edition of our How I Made It segment, which looks at Latino artists and the work they make, La Doña breaks down one of her songs, Cuando Se Van, which means when they leave. She begins by sharing the recurring dream that inspired her to write the song.
Maybe like 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, I started having dreams. There was one that I would have over and over again, and there would be an earthquake, and then it would rain for 2 weeks straight. And I found shelter in a greenhouse on top of this huge building, and it's raining, it's raining, it's raining. But I just remember having so much fear, like, what's going to happen after it stops raining? Like, what's going to happen after these storms? What's going to happen after the floods? What's going to happen after all of the electrical fires have been extinguished and we are really able to, like, take account of the damage?
¿De dónde vienen y cuándo se van?
I am La Doña, a solo reggaeton artist from San Francisco.
¿Qué nos ofrecen y qué es que nos dan? ¿De dónde vienen y cuándo se van?
I dreamt like that for a few years, and it was exhausting, it was terrifying, and the more I talked about it, the more I heard from other people that they've had the exact same dreams. And these are all Frisco-born people.
San Pancho, te quiero. Nací aquí, cuánto te debo. Yo ni te conozco en la forma que tú estés.
And I started thinking about, like, wow, isn't that crazy that in our waking lives, we are so upset and angry and rageful and in pain about gentrification, about not being able to afford to live here, about all of our family, all of our friends, all of our teachers being displaced. And then at night, we go to sleep and we dream about earthquakes. I think that gentrification can definitely be seen as like a catastrophe and as a disaster here in the city. I mean, I think that in a lot of ways, it has acted the way that the earthquake functions in my dreams. I wrote it to deal with all the fear that I had in my heart, all the fear that I had when I woke up to think about another earthquake, okay, another storm. Like, when is this going to happen? How is it going to affect me and my family? It's a reclamation saying, you know what, maybe when the earthquake happens and all the people that can afford to and that have the resources leave, after the rain stops, maybe that is the moment in which we can begin to rebuild the city the way that we want, in which only the people who truly love San Francisco will be able to reform the city the way that we need it to be. We're still out here and we're still living. How have we survived this storm of gentrification? And how will we survive when the industry leaves? The people that love the city and the people that are supposed to be here, they will be here no matter what happens. If we survive the earthquake, then we can survive anything. If we've survived this tech boom, we will survive anything. We're going to be here holding on.
¿De dónde vienen y cuándo se van? Ratas que quieren comer nuestro pan.
La Dueña is a San Francisco-based musician. Her debut EP, Algo Nuevo, is out now on all streaming platforms. This episode was produced by Sayer Quevedo and edited by Sofia Paliza-Ka. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Andrea Lopez Cruzado, Julieta Martinelli, Alisa Escarce, Ginny Montalvo, and Alejandra Salazar, with help from Marta Martinez and Raul Perez. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw, with help from Alicia Itu. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Julia Rocha. Our interns are Jimena del Cerro, Emil Sequiros, and Gabriela Baez. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media, and I'll see you there. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide, and W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, a conversation with Univision's Ilia Calderon, the first ever Afro-Latina to anchor a major newscast in the United States.
They never thought a Black person could anchor a main news show in prime time.
That's next time on Latino USA.
From PRX.